Pennsylvania's Republican-controlled state Senate today rejected Governor Tom Wolf's nominee to serve as state police commissioner. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Let's learn the latest on the action and gauge reaction from WHYY's Mary Wilson. Mary, welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So, no surprise that the Senate took this step, but why was it necessary? I thought earlier in the day, Governor Tom Wolf on his own recalled the nomination.
You're right. Governor Tom Wolf did recall the nomination, but Senate Republicans who control the chamber said that they had plenty of time to consider the nominee, that further talks weren't going to change the vote on this nomination, and that they were ready to go forward with the process.
Is there much precedent for the Senate rejecting a governor's nominee?
A lot of people say they can't remember it happening since they've been here. I've heard that it's happened a couple times before. You know, the bottom line here is that this is a pretty unusual step for the Senate to take.
What led to the bottom line?
So Republicans who voted against Acting Commissioner Marcus Brown, against his confirmation, cited a number of issues they've had. He's taking a pension from the state of Maryland, and there are questions about whether or not he should have qualified for that pension. It's a matter that was settled in the state of Maryland, but it's an issue that lawmakers have brought up a couple times. The biggest thing here, the thing that's caused the most controversy, both among state troopers and in the public eye, is the fact that he's decided to wear the Pennsylvania State Police uniform since day one. And he hasn't graduated from the State Police Academy. He hasn't come up through the Pennsylvania State Police ranks. Now, he is a police officer. He is trained as one. He cut his teeth as a Baltimore cop. He was formerly headed the Maryland State Police. But this is a matter of some pride. It's pretty personal to state troopers, current and retired. And there was a problem earlier this year when a retired state trooper posted signs in his neighborhood criticizing Brown for wearing the state police uniform. Brown was caught on tape, pulled up, removed those signs, prompting questions about Brown's judgment and being cool under pressure.
Well, here is Republican State Senator John Gordner of Columbia County talking about his calculus in voting no.
When you're going to be the commissioner of the state police and you're going to be head of the law enforcement agency, you've got to be able to make decisions, and you've got to be more black and white than we are. You've got to be more black and white in regard to what is right and what is wrong.
Certainly every governor editor's office saying he or she will make nice with lawmakers in Harrisburg. Is this an example of, though, how quickly things have fallen apart, or best not to read too much into it?
I think it is fair to say that based on a lot of things that have happened since the governor was sworn in, point to a kind of rocky relationship between Governor Tom Wolf's office and Senate Republicans.
WHYY's Mary Wilson.